With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The death toll for Hurricane Helene is now 121, and officials are struggling to get supplies to isolated areas across the southeast. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he wants to remove the red tape so that people can get back on their feet as soon as possible.
When you have extenuating circumstances like this, we cannot try to prevent somebody from getting back on their feet at all from a government perspective. So we're clearing the bureaucracy out, and we want people to be able to get the job done.
DeSantis says Florida is helping evacuate people from areas in North Carolina that are inaccessible.
When you have something like this happen to sever the roads and the bridges and a lot of the things that happen, I mean, basically, I don't think they have any major way to even get out of a lot of those western North Carolina places right now. That's going to require us doing the air mission. So that's why we're doing it.
President Trump visited hurricane-ravaged areas in Georgia Monday. Meteorologists calculate more than 40 trillion gallons of rain fell in the last week from the hurricane. In other words, it's the same amount of water needed to fill the Dallas Cowboys Stadium 51,000 times or Lake Tahoe once. Also at SRNNews.com, the two vice presidential candidates are preparing for Tuesday night's debate. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
Both Republican J.D. Vance and Democrat Tim Walz have engaged in traditional preparation, complete with mock debate sessions. Vance was prepping and practicing in Ohio, with Minnesota Congressman Tom Emmer standing in for Walz. On the Democratic side, Walz also worked with the stand-in, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. CBS will host the 90-minute debate Tuesday night at its broadcast center here in Manhattan. Greg Clugston, New York.
Israel's ground incursion into Lebanon has begun. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood has some messed up thoughts about sex ed. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The nation's largest abortion business also produces a sexual education curriculum for schools, and as you might expect, it presents abortion in a very positive light. But American Life League has been perusing Planned Parenthood's latest guidebook for teachers and reports that it also refers to prostitution as a form of, quote, interpersonal relationship. Additionally, the Planned Parenthood curriculum states that abstinence is unrealistic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion activists are courting Latino voters through door knocking and Spanish language ads. They say the fast-growing group could determine the outcome of abortion ballot measures across the U.S., especially in Arizona and Florida, with large Hispanic populations. A recent poll indicates, despite allegiance to the Catholic Church, a majority of Latinos want abortion legal. This is SRN News. Baseball's Pete Rose has died at the age of 83 in his home in Las Vegas. He accumulated 4,256 hits over a career that spanned 24 seasons. He was a 17-time All-Star, won three World Series, and was the 1973 Most Valuable Player. Numbers released by Immigration and Customs Enforcement provide a shocking snapshot of the level of crime associated with illegal immigration under the Biden-Harris administration. Bob Agnew has more.
ICE says as of July of this year, 662,566 illegal immigrants on its docket of those who are not detained have a criminal history. The numbers cover decades, and many of those not in federal custody may be held in state prisons for crimes including murder and other serious offenses. Gonzalez calls the data beyond disturbing and says the report should serve as a wake-up call to the Biden-Harris administration. He also vows to make sure ICE has the resources it needs to deport non-citizens with a criminal record. Bob Agner reporting.
More at SRNNews.com.